And I want to take some time on a subject that seems to generate a lot of questions. And that is the baptism of young children. Godly parents have very good questions. Many of you have these questions and just want to do the right thing. And I want to help you. So let me just say first that it is a beautiful thing when you hear your child profess their belief in Christ in some way. At first, your child may say something that doesn't even resemble an understanding of the gospel, like they love Jesus or Jesus is in their heart or something like that. And that is fantastic. Okay, we never want to question that or cause them to doubt that. We want to share in their excitement, keep encouraging them as they develop, continue to disciple them, basically. As they mature, prayerfully, they will better understand the nature of sin, their own conscience, their need for forgiveness, the sacrifice of Christ, the uniqueness of Christ. And with even more maturity, begin to understand the cost of discipleship, that there are hard choices to make in life if you want to follow Jesus, and what their allegiance to Christ actually means for them. And we as parents always want to reinforce the faith that they're expressing and continue to give them biblical counsel, praying for them, discipling them along the way. Now, when should they be water baptized? Well, the scripture is clear, we believe, that baptism is for genuine believers. And with a child, this is admittedly difficult to discern. The scripture doesn't tell us an exact age, but we believe there are sound biblical principles and wisdom, which I'll talk about, in waiting until they're older, just as a general rule. We see here in verse 21 that salvation comes to us through an appeal to God for a good conscience, based on the understanding of how the death and resurrection of Christ relates to the forgiveness of one's sins personally, which we just talked about. This obviously requires an understanding of God's holiness, the conscience, the guilt of sin, the gospel of Christ's victory over sin and death and his cross. So at a minimum, they need to have an understanding of these things, but also, and this is very important, this is not just passing a quiz about the facts of the gospel. Saving faith is an appeal to God for their own conscience and their own sin. Obviously, something very personal. And the obedience to Christ to be baptized after this experience, by definition, should also be driven by personal conviction, not something driven by the parents. By and large, kids want to please their parents. Now, we as parents have the biblical responsibility to teach our children the gospel, instruct them in the word, teach them about Christ. However, the idea that you as a parent are on the hook to get your child baptized is just not a biblical idea. In fact, there's a lot more to lose from that misconception and urgency than gained. Let me just give you a few reasons. First of all, a spoken or unspoken urgency from parents might implicitly be interpreted by the child that this water baptism is a whole lot more than a symbol. Clearly, this is important to mom and dad. Maybe this has something to do with my salvation or my assurance, neither of which are true. And it may give them a false sense of assurance. Secondly, and this is tragic, but it happens more often than we'd like, when children grow older and gain some independence, and the gates come down, as they say, some kids tragically abandon Christ and reveal it was not really their faith on display at the baptism, but actually the faith of their parents. And so it turns out we as a church symbolize the false conversion with the baptism, and that's confusing to everyone involved and something that the pastors have some accountability for. Here's another way to maybe think about waiting. The idea of following Jesus only makes sense if you understand what it means to not follow him. And this requires some individual choices being made outside the bubble of direct parental authority, demonstrating that despite the lure of the world, they choose Christ. Now, a huge blessing of a child raised in a godly family is that child is heavily influenced, praise God, by the godly environment at home. But also because of that powerful environment, we need to be cautious about how permanent these decisions are that the child is making. And again, we want to encourage them, continue to disciple them as they grow toward independence. But thirdly, even for kids that do go on for the Lord, an early childhood baptism can actually be a disservice to them. And let me explain what I mean by that. Many times we've had this experience over the years as pastors. Young men and women, usually in their early 20s, coming back to us wanting to be baptized again because they were too young to really understand what they were doing or have any maturity to know what they were doing. And in hindsight, the public confession they made at their baptism was actually something more driven by the parents or a desire to please their parents more than any kind of personal conviction toward the Lord. And they can feel somewhat robbed, frankly, from an experience they would prefer to be more personal between them and God, something they now have. That's what this should be about. Symbolic of their own understanding of the gospel and its personal application. A wrestling with the cost of discipleship, resulting in a real ownership of their faith and a desire to publicly express for the church to see and to keep them accountable. Instead, they can look back at something that might have been more for their parents' belief than theirs. Now, just to be very clear, waiting until they're older or even encouraging a child to wait is not questioning their salvation or the genuineness of their profession. That's not what I'm saying. Again, we should always encourage what we see and hear from them, continue to disciple them. But what it does mean, however, at least a couple of things. One, it's that you're jealous for your child. This symbol of their faith and their act of obedience to their Lord be their symbol and not just yours. And that it be meaningful for them personally in the long run and not just you. Secondly, waiting means maintaining sole spiritual oversight of your child. And this is what I mean. You may have confidence within your family of your child's conversion, and that's great. Encourage, develop that. But the discipline of your child is still within your family. A water baptism changes that. It raises the child's conversion to the awareness of the entire church. So now we as a church in general and pastors in particular are in the position of looking for a credible conversion of the child. And if they are baptized, need to take their profession seriously, as their lives now become accountable to the church, not just their parents. And we think there's good wisdom in waiting on that transition. Now, we realize all kids are different. There's no formula here. We need to use good judgment in these things as parents and as pastors on a case-by-case basis. But I'm hopeful and prayerful, because I know we get a lot of questions on this, and they're good questions. I'm hopeful these principles will help in your conversations with your family and also help you understand where the pastors are coming from in these things. And I'd be happy to discuss, again, any questions you might have. But the big picture here is that our goal as pastors is to help you spiritually lead your family. That's what we're about.